flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so I'm getting some good texts on the some of the conversation we had about the Texans secondary and Derek Stingley. We'll get to some of those here in just a minute. The best Super Bowl news all week so far. And we're going to be at the big game on Radio Row next week, thanks to Flight by Yingling. They're sending us there. Low T Center is sending us there. Exclusive Furniture has the hot seat for us there. Very excited. We thank all of them. And the truck is loaded up with Flight by Yingling ready to go. But as far as coverage of the game, Seth, as far as things surrounding the game, I was very excited to see this headline yesterday. Jameis Winston to serve as digital correspondent for Fox Sports coverage of Super Bowl 59.
This is and this has got to be as much about Jameis Winston out amongst the people as it can be. Kind of like when Marshawn Lynch. I don't want to necessarily see Marshawn Lynch get on and do hardcore X's and O's analysis. I want to see him out jumping through tables with Bills fans and what have you. Yeah, I think Jameis, and especially because it's in New Orleans,
yeah,
and he's already got a relationship there, this could end up being very entertaining.
Played four seasons for the Saints, and what the announcement said is he'll be on site throughout the week, which could mean he's on Radio Row. Oh boy, if we got Jameis on the show, that would be amazing next week. That would be one. I know some of you text in and you're like, it's all interviews on Radio Row. It's not anymore. We're very choosy. But I'm telling you right now, if Jameis is available, I want to get Jameis Winston. But here's what they said, and you're going to get your wish, Seth. He will be on site throughout the week to attend NFL events, showcase food and entertainment around the city, and enjoy the championship matchup.
Yes, that's exactly what we need.
There would have been a time where sending Jameis out amongst the people in the food and entertainment part of the French Quarter would have been very dicey.
Right, yeah, as he has been very open about, he had some alcohol issues back in the day.
Right.
And by back in the day, I mean for a pretty long stretch of time.
Yeah.
But he's gotten himself on track, and he's a different guy now.
He's a different guy now. Not only is he a different guy, but he's able to take some of what he was accused of or did before, you know, the more benign things, like, you know, just the harmless, like, thieving of crab legs from a Publix in Florida,
right,
you know?
Right. Sorry if he was standing up against the man,
yeah,
the big corporate, big food.
Big crab.
All right? Publix wants to charge those prices. They're going to get what's coming to them.
Oh, my God.
All right?
So he's able to turn that into good content, like this commercial in which he's offering free crab legs.
What's up, y'all? Jameis here. As you make your plans for the big game, go right now to get a pound of free crab legs with the purchase of $250 or more from Fulton Fish Market, an official partner of SFC. So go now to FultonFishMarket.com/free crab.
Free crab. Ding. Yeah, man. He's taking the bad.
Very self-aware.
Yeah, very self-aware.
That's where it's one thing I wish Manti Te'o would do. You remember watching that documentary a couple years ago where they went over that whole scenario in depth and detail? Mm-hmm. And you could tell that Manti Te'o still feels personally scarred by a lot of those things.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he should own it, man.
There should be a commercial
of him, you know, for Valentine's Day, getting a gift for that special person
or
he met
online. Or a dating app, you know, something like that. Yeah.
You know the crazy thing about the Manti Te'o stuff is there's still a part of me that's like, wait, I shouldn't joke about this. She died.
The fake person.
Yes.
Died.
No, but there's like a knee-jerk kind of like, oh, wait, that's messed up, man. She died.
It's like Seth. Like, I still haven't gotten over Ned Stark dying yet in Game of Thrones.
So I give him credit for kind of embracing that embarrassing incident.
Now, if you're not excited about Jameis being part of the Fox team covering the Super Bowl, maybe this will get here some a little more Jameis for you, thanking the equipment staff after a big game.
Well, I think it's just one play at a time, man. I'm so grateful for our equipment staff for providing us with hand warmers, providing us with our cleat scrapers, so we're able to go out there and do the best we can to make it seem as easy as it possibly is. But as you can see, the conditions did not define our result today.
Mm-hmm.
God. You know what, though? Honestly, there's a little bit of that I hear from Will Anderson a lot.
No doubt.
Will Anderson is very much about caring about everybody in the organization.
Yeah.
And I think it's genuine with Jameis. I think he's had a lot of hardcore counseling and, you know, a lot of time in church and everything. So I think the notion of being grateful for things is always very much in his mind. It's probably like in his daily affirmations or what have you. So, it's 100% true. The equipment staff during a game, when it comes to any kind of field conditions, those guys are under the gun. And you saw it with the Chiefs game. That one first down that CJ scrambled for to the right, where he got hit right at the first down marker.
Yeah.
You go back and watch the slow motion of that. And if he were wearing the wrong cleats there, that would have been a blown out knee.
Yes.
If he'd been, those weren't bad weather conditions or anything, but kind of getting a lot of times after the first series, you might have warmed up in cleats, and then after the first series, you think like, no, this just, my shoes are too grabby, it doesn't feel right. And then the equipment staff's got to get your shoes, get them on you, and get everything. Sometimes swap out the cleats in your shoes under the gun. So good for Jameis recognizing the difficulty that the NFL equipment staff faces.
Yep, indeed. I want more Jameis. I can't just get too, like, Jameis is like a Lay's potato chip. You can't eat just one or two. Mm. Here's Jameis saying, my passion isn't football, it's playing football.
As a kid, my passion was always football, right? But being taken away from the game, I didn't realize that my passion was playing football.
Okay, this is a little bit like a Yogi Berra-ism, because you know what he's saying, right?
I think
Yogi
so,
Berra-isms
yeah.
were always, or Yogi-isms, they were, they didn't make sense. Like when he would say, nobody goes to that restaurant, it's too crowded.
Yeah.
Like, you know what he means,
right?
And it speaks to a truth almost above and beyond the logic of the words you spoke.
Right.
So with him, what he's saying there is, a lot of times, especially as a young man, you get wrapped up in everything that comes with football, either the fame, the money, the adulation, all of those things, the trinkets.
Yeah.
But what he realized was at the core of it all, he really just elementally loves playing the game of football.
Yep. That makes sense. Like, my passion is football. I love football. My passion definitely is not playing football. I suck at football. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if you had come out and said that? You know, I used to think I just liked betting on football. But now
Sean,
it turns out
that
would be a horrible, end to a redemption story. Like, wow, Jameis Winston's gotten his life on track and everything, but then in part of it, he accidentally admits that he had previously gambled on football and ends up banned for life.
He's got addicted to gambling during his suspension. Oh, my God.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, last one from Jameis. Maybe the greatest pregame pep talk of all time because he mentioned CeCe's Pizza.
Hey man, it ain't just about having fun, man.
Yes, sir.
Remember the time you played your best football game of your life.
Yes, sir.
Remember the time after that victory you went to CC Pizza and celebrated with the boys. Feel it in your heart, man.
Okay.
It's a long way back to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Let's not leave it without a victory.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So put everything you got on the line today. Let's have a game of memory, man. I remember. Let's go.
Remember.
Family number three. 1, 2, 3.
Bam.
Yeah. CeCe's Pizza, baby. That'd be great if you did a video from CeCe's Pizza in the French Quarter. Like,
well,
here's some New Orleans cuisine. CeCe's.
This is why I like that he said CeCe's Pizza, because I think if he were also, if he had opted for using a little product placement there, that he would have aimed higher than CeCe's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would have gone for Pizza Hut or Domino's or something, or Papa John's to try to get the big endorsement.
Endorsement, yeah.
That came from the heart specifically because he said CeCe's Pizza. He should have described the look of resignation on the manager's face as the high school football team walked into the pizza buffet.
That is genuine. That's where you bring a team full of youth football players. You bring them to CeCe's, $7.99 or whatever it is, man. So, Jameis is real. He's not out there fishing for those endorsement dollars. Speaking from the heart. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, Texans need to find an OC. I had a good question from a Utopia listener about the magnitude of this OC hire. Are we getting down to the nitty-gritty on this thing here? Two candidates interviewing today. We'll do the thumbnail sketch on each of them coming up next.